Welcome to All Wine Aside. This is episode 15. It's one time before our sweet 16.
Isn't 15 like a big birthday when you're from like Bolivia or something?
Is it?
Latin, the quinceañera or something like that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There's like something. When you're 15, it's like you're a sweet 16.
Yeah, but it's like huge. They wear like prom dresses.
Yeah, like
bar mitzvah, but like better.
What?
Yeah.
Really? 15?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, well, there you go. Happy.
I'm going to Google the word for it. It's like quinceañera. It's like a fun word.
It's a fun word.
It is.
Happy quinceañera.
Hey, happy quinceañera.
Latin 15.
Let us dress in Latin ball gowns and shit.
I'll go change right now. Can you imagine I answer the door with like, it's like, what are you doing here? What's happening?
Quinceañera.
Yeah, there you go. You guys are saying it right.
Quinceañera?
I think so. I don't know. Can you guys read that?
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera?
Google Translate, man.
Oh,
they speak us.
Do they?
They speak it.
They speak
it? Well, this is episode 15. Yay. We have Sloan here.
Hi.
Hi. And Brooke.
Hi.
Hi. And I'm Charlie.
Yeah. We're all wine aside.
We are.
Wasn't I not supposed to do this? No,
it's our intro music.
Are you cutting out our intro song?
Are you crazy? I love that song.
So do I. It makes me so happy. I smile every time I hear it.
Fits.
Like, yeah, it totally fits.
I'm so happy with that.
We have our own intro song. It's amazing.
Do you want to know what we're drinking?
Yeah, how about you tell us?
We're drinking Naked Grape.
Naked Grape.
Are you going to sing everything today?
I might.
She answered the door with her guitar in her hand. She's like in a musical mood today.
It's an un-oak Chardonnay.
Un-oak Chardonnay.
Un-oak
Chardonnay.
Beautiful.
I got that wine at the LCBO in Cornwall.
That's fine.
And I bought it because it was a naked grape.
You bought a lot of wine there.
Yeah.
You went like 3 weeks ago. I'm kind of proud of you for not drinking
that.
What happened?
You know what's funny? I have ACQ wine in my fridge too. So I'm drinking that wine because it's SEQ and it's boring.
Same
and I'm keeping all the LCBO wine. I bought three bottles, I'm pretty sure, and some cider.
Oh.
Alexander Keith cider.
What? I didn't even know they make
I know. That's why I bought it.
Love Alexander Keith beer.
Exactly, me too. So, and the cider was really good.
I'm surprised. I've never heard of this. I need to sneeze, guys.
So
that's why you're holding your nose?
Look at the light. Don't block it. It's the best feeling ever.
It depends. It's the best feeling ever when you really let go and it just like...
It comes out
and you just drench everything around you.
Oh, God, I love
it. Okay, I don't know if I love that, but...
Nasal squirt?
Ew.
Ew, you're squirting. So what happened this week, guys?
It was your birthday this week.
It was.
It's the highlight of my week.
Was it? Was it?
I don't fucking do anything. Come on.
But you drank a lot of iced tea.
I drank a lot of iced tea. I got kind of like a caffeine buzz. That's why my last drink was a ginger ale.
Did you guys have fun at least?
I did. Yeah. Tom even was saying how much fun he had.
Really?
Yeah, he was really happy he came. Yeah.
Look at that.
I hate birthdays. Like every year I want to have a birthday party, and every year during my birthday party, I say I hate birthday parties. I feel so obligated to like host.
There's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
I hate it.
I get that.
I hate it.
But honestly, as soon as people get drinking a little bit, they kind of mingle and it's fine.
But until then, it's like everybody stays in their crowds.
It's like an hour.
A lot of my friends are from different groups and I grew up that way. I never belonged to one group. Like I never had really, really, really good friends. I had friends, like regular friends in different groups. Right. So Saturday, all these little like two or three people per group. Right. And I felt like I had to be everywhere. So I drank as fast as possible so that I would stop caring. And it worked because the end of the night, I don't know.
Didn't fucking care.
Man, we took so many like slow-mo videos.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
What?
The slow-mo videos. We shoved smashed a cupcake.
Yeah.
We smashed a cupcake in your face.
You don't remember getting a cupcake smashed in your face?
What?
How are you?
Where are these videos?
On my phone.
Oh, I want to see. I don't remember that.
They were hilarious.
She smashed a cupcake in your face, but she got your glasses.
My glasses.
And then it was like, no, the glasses.
She took over and did it properly.
She still had it in her hand, and it just like took her hand and like smashed it like solid in your face.
She got it right on point.
You I don't remember that at all.
And you went to the bathroom and washed your face.
I don't remember that at all.
Wow. We have video proof.
Well, you thought it was funny.
What? Yeah, bitch, I have to get you back then. That's hilarious. Wow, I love slow-mo videos. That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you were obsessed with them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're like, more, more. It's like, Jesus.
You made her do so many.
It's like, I had no more space in my phone. And you're like, no, don't delete them. And I was like, okay, calm down.
I was drunk, guys.
So funny. I can't believe you didn't remember that.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, I hate mixing just because you never know how that can come back up. So I was like, no shots, just beer. So I drank a lot of beers, and I do remember drinking quite a few shots.
Yeah,
we did
two. Well, you and me, there was like a whole bunch, and you did two, and I did two.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the time I remember. Because yeah. I was like, where did all these shots come from? A bunch of shots showed up at the table.
We're like, how many are we? And there was like 25 shots, and we're like 18 or 9.
I think it was the bar that gave them to you for
yeah,
free
it was the
birthday.
Bar. I was like, where did all these shots come from? And then all of a sudden, boop, a little Asian guy pops up behind me, and he's like, oh, thank you for coming. And he's like, and shoving shots in my face. And I'm like, okay, I get
the thanks. Was he the owner of the bar? Okay.
He was probably happy because we filled the bar.
Yeah. We did.
Hey, what was up with that like little crew of like Asian people? God. That guy with like the big pin. She was like four feet tall.
Asian? I thought they were like Latin or something. I don't know.
But that one, he was like, at the end of the night, he was sleeping on the table.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like 5 foot tall. So sitting down, there was only like chin like that came up to the table.
You know what he looked like? You know those... The ninja senseis, like with the big long pants, hair. He had a white tracksuit on
and the white cap.
He's all like Jido.
He kept on going into the girls' washroom.
Did he? Oh my god!
I was like, my god! Don't you see there are no like urinals? Like, come on!
Did you guys see those two girls that was with them?
There were two girls with them?
Oh, they thought they were hot shit. They were, like, winding up on the floor at one point.
Really?
They should not have been doing that. And actually, you guys, like, that was while, like, Tom was giving you a therapy session. I was trying to, like, get your attention to show you guys that, but you guys were deep in conversation.
Speaking of that, I do remember slightly having a fucking therapy session with Tom. I have no idea what he said, though. I don't remember.
He called you a sociopath at one point, and you agreed with him, though.
But I was drunk. You can't, like, count. Right. Like,
well,
that doesn't count.
He said he didn't directly call you a sociopath, but he said you have sociopathic behaviors.
Is he blocked yourself off? Should I be honored or very like?
I mean, I don't know. What you? We should be very disturbed by this. We're like, oh shit, she's gonna like flip out and kill us at any moment.
I think he means in the way how you like cut yourself off from emotion.
Oh, maybe. I'll have to like have another conversation because I remember being sober. But I think, like, I was looking at him. I might have been agreeing because I was trying to pay attention, but I was so drunk that I was like...
I don't follow,
but I'm going to just smile and nod because it sounds very interesting.
You were into the conversation. You guys were like...
Yeah, so I don't remember what happened there, but I'm going to have a conversation. So apparently I'm a sociopath.
Apparently.
That's reassuring.
Did he learn that in his therapy sessions or where did he come up with that?
I'm the one that goes to therapy. He doesn't.
Oh, I thought he went to.
He apparently thinks he doesn't need it because he gives himself therapy, I guess. I don't know, but yeah.
How does that work? But how come he knows so much about it? He just like loves reading.
He actually is a really good judge of character. One of my cousins, one of my cousins, when she would like meet somebody new, like this was before when she was single and stuff, she'd be like, would Tom meet this person? Like, I think he has a really good judge of character. I don't know.
No way. Yeah. Okay, let's have Tom meet everybody. Is this a good fit? Like, is this going to work out?
Yeah. This week with Tom.
New sentence.
You are not the father.
Yeah. It was...
Fine. So I'm a sociopath.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about what happened to me this week.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like very... Ugh. So my birthday, right? It was my birthday.
That was fun.
Which means that... all of my passport licenses and everything was expiring.
Right, everything.
I'm at the 5-year mark. I had to go and do that. April 30th was my last day. I had to go and pay my license and my Medicare card, and that means redoing the picture.
Yes, so much pressure.
I fucking hate that so much because I can't take. On an everyday basis, you guys know me, I wear my glasses because I'm very self-conscious about my eyes. But on licenses, you can't wear glasses because then if you don't wear glasses driving, they'll give you a ticket.
What?
Yeah, because if you have you have glasses on your license, like on the picture, that means that you need your glasses to drive.
That makes sense. What if you wear contacts?
It's like a loophole. Like, you can... Yeah. Okay. Well, because when I went to do my driver's license, like, 17 years ago, I wore contacts to the test, and they made me pass without glasses because they didn't notice. And I, like, managed to get through. But if you have glasses in the picture, that means that you have to have them, right? If a cop stops you and sees glasses and they're not on your face, they'll be like, why?
But do you really not drive without... Do you really drive without your glasses?
I don't need glasses. Like, I have 0.5. I only wear glasses for aesthetic reasons because I'm self-conscious. That's all.
Okay.
So anyways, but because my eyes are so puffy, I'm like, oh, this sucks. I have to take a fucking picture. So I was in my washroom like for 30 minutes trying to practice my smile because you only have one shot, right? So I was like, okay, if I turn my head like this and smile like this, my eyes don't show as much.
Oh, my God.
And then you can't.
Oh, my God.
And then you can't, I was trying to practice without looking in the mirror, so with my eyes closed, because you have to try to remember how right, exactly
how,
to move.
How it feels. How it feels.
Right? How do you feel?
Oh my God. I thought I was vain.
Well, not vain. I didn't want to be stuck with a really bad picture for 5 years. And sometimes, like for the last 10 years or even 15 years, I had a friend of mine from high school that used to work there. So she used to make me like retake the pictures until I was happy. But now she quit, and I was like, oh my God, that sucks. So anyways, so 25 minutes, I was in the bathroom doing that. So finally, I'm like, okay, Charlie, you got to go. So I go there, pay my license, $500, please. It sucks.
$500?
So yeah. Expensive. I have the plates, too, were expiring, and okay. I have business plates.
Yeah.
Mm. Plus the license, $500. So I get to the picture, and I stand in front of the thing, and I'm like, smile? And she goes... you can't smile anymore in photos.
Oh, it's true. Oh, you're right. I just went to
I thought that was only passports.
No, you're licensed too now. You can't. You're licensed to Medicare.
How
your mouth has to be closed.
Stupid is that?
I know. Yeah.
Destroyed my world. So now I look like a fucking retard
and
in my photo.
I don't want to destroy your world anymore, but I think it's for 8 years, not five. Because I just redid mine this year. It's 2015. It's good till 2023.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Really? Man.
I think so, yeah. Actually, you know what? Let me check my wallet right now.
Because passport is 5 or 10. You can choose.
Yeah?
No, you can't choose anymore.
Yes, I picked 5.
Oh, really?
2023. Mm-hmm. I did it this year.
Oh, no, it's the price that went up last year, like 2 years ago.
But yeah, 2023 license also.
So do you guys know why we can't smile in photos? I know why.
Why?
Now, the reason why we can't smile is because on a daily basis, like what... You don't smile, right? It's not like you walk around in airports and you have a big smile plastered on your face, right? When you're standing at the booth where the guy is checking your passport, you're just standing there. Chances are you're not going to be smiling, right? You'll just wait for the guy to check your passport.
Right.
While this guy is checking your passport, there's a camera pointed at you. It's either like on the desk or it's up above.
Mm-hmm.
And the system is having a facial recognition program make sure that what he scans... is actually what gets recognized in the system. So if you're smiling, the system or the machine is going to have a much harder time trying to connect the two.
Jesus.
Because it's like trying to recognize you, right? Yeah.
But you know what's fucked up, though? Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up because you think like the States is the most like obsessed with that kind of shit. And they're allowed to smile on their passports.
They?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe because they have more money and the system is more developed.
Yes, like, maybe.
But that's the reason why.
But now, that makes no sense for a license.
Exactly. So that makes sense for a passport because, yes, you're standing there for like 3 minutes. You're not going to smile like a moron.
Because they don't smile at us.
They don't, definitely don't. So the system, it makes sense that you wouldn't smile because that's how you would. Now, for the license, I'm sorry, but if the cop grabs my license and sees my smiling picture, they're not going to be like... I'm sorry, I can't recognize the fact that this is you because you're not smiling at this moment. Like, give me a break. Like, if you have
That's
a smiling
ridiculous.
Picture, I'm pretty sure you could recognize the fact that it's me.
Yeah.
Right.
So dumb.
So stupid.
It Anyways. Is pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah. All this to say.
I think I'm redoing mine this summer.
Well, get ready.
I'm very excited, though, because mine was... Like, I look like in fucking Madame. I look like I'm 38 on my driver's license and like...
Well, it's better that than looking like a drunk 12-year-old. Like, it's so bad. With big bags That's under funny. My eyes and I'm like... Meh. Anyways, that was terrible. So that wasn't exciting. My second story?
Was exciting? You met someone?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go on your date?
Like, giddy.
Not yet. Oh. I didn't go on my date yet. My second story is that... Because I had stuff to pay, I also had to pay my property taxes.
Okay.
And I'm always very late in paying taxes and pays and
I think everybody
crapola.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I finally got a paper saying like we're gonna repossess your house if if you don't pay this tax. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna go. So I go to the La Salle Hotel de Ville, like the city hall. It was Friday noon, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go and pay these fucking taxes. I go there, closed.
Closed until one.
Until noon. I got there at like 12:10 or something.
And it closed at noon for the weekend.
For the weekend, yeah.
Oh, fuck. They have like luxury hours because they work for the bill.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I call 311, the city number, and they said,
I still want to live in my house. Is there somewhere I can pay?
Yeah.
Chances are if they're off for the weekend, they aren't coming to repossess your house this weekend.
That's true. Yeah. But the chances of me going today was like, meh.
Okay.
So I just figured I have nothing to do. Let me just go. So you can pay anywhere in any city in Montreal, apparently. Oh. So I went to Côte des Neiges that closed at 5. Park my car, pay for my parking, look up and realize that it's on the other side of the highway. And I'm like, god damn. So, and I'm right in the middle of both overpasses. Okay. So I'm like, do I like move my car or do I just walk it off? I'm like, okay, you know what? It's a beautiful day. Like Friday was really nice outside. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, but it takes a while to walk.
It took a while. So I was like, but you know what? I never walk outside. Let me just go.
Enjoy the moment.
So yeah, exactly. Enjoy the moment. Get a little sun. So I take off my jacket. I'm like, I'm going to probably be hot, you know? So I go outside, whatever. I start walking. As I'm walking, I'm noticing that people are looking at me. And I'm like, okay, they're looking at me, whatever. It's like Côte des Neiges, like weird people. I'm walking, keep walking, try to distract myself from these people. And like, I'm noticing like guys, girls are looking at me, whatever. So I'm like,
what the hell? You took off your jacket? Did you have something underneath?
Well, yeah.
Shirt. I forgot a fucking shirt.
So I don't know. I'm going to the extreme
at
here.
First, I thought, okay, well, guys are looking at me. I don't know, because they think I'm pretty or something. Then I was like, but girls are looking at me too. And I'm like, it's impossible that all these girls are like swinging my way. I'm walking and I'm like maybe I have a booger on my face, just ignore it, whatever, you'll never see these people again. If you do have a booger or your nose is bleeding or something, like forget it, you're fine. All of a sudden like this guy passes and he's like, damn girl. And I'm like, oh, I guess no booger on my face. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I look good today. Fine,
were you wearing a skirt?
No, I was wearing pants and a shirt. Like a black jeans jeans and a black shirt. Like, okay, t-shirt. So I'm walking, finally, I go and pay my taxes. On the way back, same thing. People are staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Anyways, get in my car finally, and I go pick up my dogs. I drop my dogs off at my ex's. As soon as I get to his house, he goes and stares at my boobs. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, why are you staring at my boobs? Don't stare at my boobs. He's like, how do you not want me to stare at your boobs? Your shirt is see-through.
Was it really see-through?
See-through enough everyone noticed, apparently.
In the sun? Oh, you saw all my bra, my entire bra.
Oh, shit. You're one of those girls.
Oh, that's why people were staring at me.
And all the girls are like, oh man, this
what
girl.
What a horror.
Look at this hoe walking around.
How embarrassing. I'm like, well, I'm never taking off my jacket ever again. Like,
so
that
funny.
Is so funny.
I was like, a black shirt. There's no chance it could be see-through.
It was.
Right?
It was sheer.
It was sheer.
What color was your bra? Was it like hot pink or something?
Oh, no. It was dark blue or something.
Okay, so it looked black.
No, yeah.
And but you could definitely see it through
something.
Good
thing it wasn't like a push up bra or something. Like it was like covered, but still. Anyway, yeah, so that was it.
Wow. That's funny.
But yay. Mostly you didn't get your house repossessed, so that's cool.
Yeah, I paid off my taxes. We're good. Took it. At least people saw my boobs, but at least I didn't get my house repossessed.
Did you get a discount?
I was just about to say, too bad the guy, damn. Like the tax bureau, wasn't like, no charge.
It's free for you, darling, today.
Shit, man, I didn't use what I had.
That's
no,
so funny.
It's because you didn't know.
I thought I had a booger in my face. Anyway.
That's so funny.
That was my week, guys. What happened to you guys?
What happened to you?
I went to Charlie's birthday party. That's about it. That was probably the highlight of my week. I had my ultrasound today, which was pretty cool.
Oh, how's the baby?
Good. Normal, apparently. Which is good, I guess, right?
Does it have a tail?
Well, I mean, that's what we are hoping for.
Has all of its limbs, both sides of its brain. I didn't know they checked for that. Like, both sides of the brain are there. And then all of a sudden you're like, it could be missing part of its brain? Like, you start like, yeah.
How did he check that?
Well, it's like the ultrasound, it can go like right into its bones. It's actually really freaky. This one wasn't too bad, but with, when I was pregnant with KG, I had the 3D ultrasound done. And like,
where you actually see the baby and it looks like an alien.
And like, if they go too far in, like you see like the skeleton. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Is that, go right in. Could that be harmful at all, you think?
Apparently not, because it's done, it's like sounds, it's ultrasounds, right? So it's like almost like, I guess, like bat sonar.
That's yeah.
Like kind of, yeah. So yeah, no. But the baby was kind of like doing hip thrusts while we were, yeah, while they were in there. It's kind of funny. But,
ew. Yeah. So if it's a boy, maybe it was having a bone or something.
Maybe.
Because now we know they get them in the womb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but how big is it now? Is it like this big?
Apparently, according to the internet, it's the size of a lime. So I guess about 2 inches, yeah.
Wow.
But it has, I saw the picture, and it has a head, it has fingers, yeah. It has toes. That's creepy, man. Yeah, it's like, big.
It's big. Yeah. You, it's like it's a, it's comme une souris.
Yeah.
A mouse.
So creepy. Oh, you have a mouse in your vagina.
Ugh, in my vagina. It's in my stomach now. It's pretty low, but yeah. No, my week consists of Charlie's birthday and blood tests and ultrasounds. Yay.
Yay. You made me cupcakes, though.
I did.
That.
I made you cupcakes.
Oh, man. Those cupcakes were so good.
I have some in my fridge. We'll take a break later and get one.
Nice.
Oh, I hadn't, yes, please.
I hadn't baked in a long time, so that was nice. It was nice to see all those podcast people that we communicate with and don't really get to see. Which, by the way, I actually didn't recognize Carp until I was leaving, because he like grew facial hair, and I didn't recognize him.
So you didn't talk to him the whole time?
No, I didn't recognize. It was only when I was leaving. I saw him standing there, and I was like, oh, I know you.
Yeah. Did you tell him, oh, I know you? Or
no, because I was literally leaving, and I was like, bye. And I was like, oh. And like, I kind of clicked as I was leaving. I know.
You probably thought that you were ignoring him the whole time.
Maybe. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I realized I didn't recognize him at all.
He was the second one to show up, so we chit chat in the beginning.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, old school didn't like the fact that we were all three in a room.
Old school thought I was black, and I'm gonna say that's probably because of my amazing beatboxing skills. But yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That must be it.
Yeah, wait, is that racist?
What? No, black people can beatbox well. How's that racist?
Well, anyways, I had a guy in my high school that was like one of the best beatboxer, and he was like as white as paper.
Oh, you see? Look at that. Okay, so maybe I am being racist. I don't know.
Just saying.
Whatever.
What happened with you and the birthday?
Oh.
Not mine.
The other birthday.
Did you buy him something?
Oh, yeah. So what was the verdict on that? Did you buy him something?
Yeah.
Oh.
I bought him a face blanket.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a face blanket? You have a picture of this? Can I see this? What is it?
Didn't we talk about this on the show?
Face blanket? I've never heard of this before.
Okay, the face blanket, it's an infomercial, okay? And it's like, it's beyond ridiculous.
It's a blanket for your face.
Is it like the snuggie?
And it has a little hole for the nose.
No.
So your face isn't cool, but you can breathe cool air.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. It's on YouTube, and it's just like the face blanket infomercial. It's pretty fucking stupid.
Can we play the video? She showed me the picture. Like, it looks retarded.
Well, I can imagine.
You want to keep your face warm, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Cold weather camping trips can be ruined when your face gets too cold trying to sleep. Blankets work okay, but they're hard to keep in place, and you end up breathing stale air. It's almost impossible to sleep with your head under a blanket for long without having to uncover your head for fresh air. Sleep masks block out light, but your face still gets cold. Now there's the face blanket, the blanket with a breathing hole. The face blanket keeps your face totally warm and lets you breathe outside air while saving on heating costs and camping outside. So now you can sleep in total warmth and comfort in any setting. The kids will love a new security blanket in the form of a face blanket. Face blanket makes a great holiday gift. The face blanket is made of luxurious soft fleece with a specially designed breathing hole that will fit everyone. So now you can sleep on your back or side in total warmth from head to toe. Perfect for everyone. But that's not all the face blanket can do. Teens can use the face blanket as a prop while they sneak out of the house. Hunters can sleep in the wild and not disturb wildlife. Instantly become unrecognizable with the face blanket when you see an ex or someone else you don't want to see at a party. A Halloween mask to scare trick-or-treaters. Useful when you're not in the mood. Climbing a mountain? Good thing there's the face blanket. And when you buy the face blanket, you're helping save the planet because our soft, luxurious fleece is made from recycled pop bottles. So don't be the one with the cold face. Order the face blanket now.
This is a fucking joke, right?
No, it is, but you can still buy the face blanket. And I'm sure they're making a shitload of money because of that. So,
wow.
Yeah, we went to a bar that night. We went back to my place and I'm like, I have a gift for you. And he's like, oh my God, you have a gift for me? I'm like, it's 100% a joke. He's like, okay.
And you should have pretended like it was a real thing.
No, but we were, I didn't want him to like freak out and be like, you know, oh my gosh, you got me a gift.
Okay.
You know, like it's like a month and a half sort of. So I gave him the, gift and he was beyond excited. This is amazing. And the next day when he left, he's like, I'm leaving with my face blanket. Like, he was very, very excited. And that's I took hilarious. Pictures of him and I put it on Facebook.
Hold on, was his face blanket?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get face blankets to keep ourselves incognito. That's fucking amazing. Wow.
It's big. I thought it was smaller than that.
No, it's pretty big and funny. Oh, he has such a cute little nose.
Calm down. Do you want a picket, Sloan? You want a picket?
Sure. And you know what else happened, though?
What?
So that night, we're at the bar, and there's a game on and whatever, and we're like 8 or 9 people. At one point, I'm sitting next to one of his bandmates, who really likes to talk. They're such mm-hmm. sweet guys. Like, they're the best. So we're talking, blah, 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 about whatever, whatever. And then somehow he started saying, like there's me. He's sitting next to me, and next to him is Patricio. And then he looks at me and he's like, well, you know, when you start dating, and he like points to Pat, and I'm like explaining a point, but instead of just saying like, when you start dating in general, he was like, pointing. When you start dating, and I'm just like, okay. And he's like, well, you know, I'm like, okay, so this is like known. He's like, if I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, I've known Pat for like 4 years, and we all know that he's like seeing girls and he's like sleeping around or whatever, but you're the first girl that he talks about and that he brings to this kind of thing.
Wait.
Oh, that's pretty serious.
Oh, I know. And then I was
so
like,
does that count as the talk? Like, is it done now?
Not really.
So then after the talk,
because then after that I was a bit drunk. I was like, you talk about me. And he was like, you talk about me on your podcast. I was like, yeah, fair enough. So we did not have the talk.
Okay, so yeah, let's discuss. I have a question.
Go.
It's from an email, anonymous. I have this friend since forever. We grew up together, went to the same schools, blah, blah, blah. Lately, I think we have been feeling kind of lonely and kind of ended up hooking up, quote unquote, after a night of heavy drinking, after talking about all our troubles. Was that a mistake? Should I make sure that this never happens again? Or should we go on like this? I guess sleeping together? We are both not interested in long term. What's your take on friends with benefits, quote unquote?
Wait, what is this? An anonymous... Anonymous?
I said the same thing.
This is a random email we got?
A guy is asking those questions? Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm stunned.
Yeah. So they hooked up, had sex. They're long-term friends. He's asking, was that a mistake? Should I make sure that this never happens again? Or can we go on just sleeping together?
You can go on just sleeping together.
Yeah, well, have you guys spoken about it? If you guys both feel like you can go on just sleeping together, then I guess that's a mutual...
What's your take on friends with benefits?
I like it.
Friends? No, I'm not talking about like...
No.
Like friends. You're friends and you sleep together. Not you meet some random guy and you start sleeping with him.
No, I have. I've had friends with benefits. I was fine.
I haven't, but I think it's an individual thing. I think if both parties agree, then...
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah, what's the...
What do you think is the risk of it hurting someone? One of them.
There's always a risk.
Yeah.
But, hey... Sex
wow,
is better.
You guys are really elaborate on this.
No, I mean, if you're getting sex out of it, like, what's a little awkward month at the end of it? But technically, if you guys are friends, you're going to be friends
like,
after.
And, like, how, like, you guys are, like, close friends, have been friends since you were kids. Like,
yeah, that's what it is. You don't leave this into my email?
My
We went to the same school, been friends forever, grew up together, went to the same schools. Like, friends. Yeah. Like, good long-term friends.
It's fine.
I think someone will end up getting hurt in the end, but if you guys spoke about it before, then it's kind of hard to be like...
But what if we do the whole, like, Hollywood thing, and they just, like, hook up, and eventually they just, like, fall in love? It's possible. I'm in that kind of mood right now, can you tell? But it's possible, right? I mean, otherwise, it's like someone's going to get hurt, but I think as long as you're being straightforward and honest... Someone might get hurt, but I don't think it's going to be like the heartbreak of the century. It might just be like an awkward month and then whatever. You move on.
And you go back to being friends?
Well, it might take a month or two, but then, yeah, you just hang out and, like, put it behind you.
Do you think there's a difference between fuck friends and friends with benefits?
No.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, it's different.
If you think to about me, it literally, like, I think it is a difference.
Like, a fuck friend is just a guy that you don't really care about that you just sleep with.
Mm, okay.
And, like, it's not a friend. It's just a fuck.
Right.
It's a guy you meet in the bar and sleep with on a
regular
basis.
Yeah. Okay. Friend with benefit is you know you're actually friends.
You know each other's names. She's about to sneeze.
Wow. God, that felt so
good.
That
face was amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
It came from so far.
It did.
Friends with benefits, it's a friend of yours that you have benefits with.
I think someone's going to end up hurt in the end, but... I'm trying to not be so close-minded. I'm kind of like, yeah.
But to me, it's like, you know what? Like, whatever.
Be close-minded. You could be the other part.
I've never really had anything like that, so I guess it's hard for me to relate.
But to me, it's more like, I have one life to live. If you want to have sex, just fucking have sex. And it will be fine. After a while, everything goes back to normal.
I'm somebody who, there always tends to be like a bit of emotion attached to sex. And if there isn't, then it just kind of like, it's weird and I run away from it. So, If I was in that situation, then I guess I'd be the one getting hurt in the end.
Maybe.
Truly, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think, probably. And I think a lot of girls, I'm saying that, I don't think either one of you really have that much emotion in sex. So a lot of girls relate sex and emotion. But
I think 33% of girls.
Yeah. 1 in 3 females.
Maybe we're the ones that break hearts.
Maybe.
Oh, I definitely break hearts, yes.
Yeah, me too.
It's a really bad trait of mine. I had a friend with benefit, and I had a fuck friend, and they were both okay.
did anyone get hurt?
Both okay at sex,
as okay as I can get, yes.
right.
The funny enough, the friend with benefits, nobody ever got hurt.
Oh, that's good.
And the fuck friend, yes, I got hurt in the end.
Oh.
I slept with that guy for 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Between relationships, obviously. Right. Every time I had a boyfriend, he would fuck off. And every time he had a girlfriend, I would fuck off. He kept chasing me in the end. Like, he said, you know what? We've been, like, sleeping together for 5 years, blah, blah, blah. I think we should turn it to a relationship.
Like, try it.
Or try it. And I said no, because there's no way that I could ever date a guy like him. In the end, he found a girlfriend and I got hurt, which was weird.
Funny.
Yeah, you miss your boat there. Yeah, you should have just like, I mean, if a guy like that, you say, makes the moves and says like, I want to be in a relationship, like, I feel like it's considered.
He was much, much younger though. Mm. So like
what's much,
know.
Much younger?
I think he's not much, much younger. He's like, I think he was 4 years younger than me.
So now he's 28.
Now he's 28, yeah. But back then I was... In my 20s, I was in my late 20s. Okay. He was in his early 20s. Sound illegal here.
Yeah. There's a big difference between early 20s and late 20s.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. It was like, yeah. He was very immature. And I was like, yeah, no. But my Friends with Benefits one is fantastic.
And are you guys still friends?
Totally. Oh. Every time he has a girlfriend, we stop talking. Every time I have a boyfriend, we stop talking. As soon as we break up.
So is that the dot guy?
You guys aren't friends.
No, we are. We're really, really, like, we talk, like, hey, how's it going? We'll hang out in bars, but, like, we won't hang out just me and him. Like, we realize the fact that it's, like, we're friends with benefits. We know that it's, I'm not gonna say we know that it's wrong, but we still do it. It's, like, if we hang out together, we know that we're gonna sleep together.
You're gonna end up sleeping
together. So we don't hang out together when either of us are in a relationship.
Okay.
But as soon as one of us is single, we call each other all the time, we hang out, we watch movies.
And you have sex.
It happens that we have sex, too. But then we go back to watching movies but we don't go out to eat. Like we don't date. We're literally just, we hang out in our pajamas. Like I show up at his house with my pajamas.
But you know, to me, that's like a marker of, and now I just realized something.
Oh jeez.
Uh-oh. And that I'm a sociopath?
No. No. No, but like eating with someone, like.
Is intimate?
For me, it is.
But okay.
And
eating out, you mean?
Yeah.
Or eating in? Is that different?
Eating period is like a step for me, and then eating out is like a double step. Like it's like, ooh,
yeah. Actually, I never went out to eat with him ever.
So unless there you go. It proves my point.
Unless we were in a group, obviously, because we are friends, right? Eating a lot of McDonald's meals at 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me tell you,
but, I don't think that counts as a date.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, they. I don't know. I definitely believe there's a difference. Now, to go back to my question, was that a mistake?
No.
I think you guys need to talk about it.
But how does it feel? Like,
be honest with yourself.
Yeah, as friends with benefits, did you enjoy the sex? Sure. Okay, fine. Then keep going if you feel like it.
The thing that's making me wonky about this question is I think we had been feeling kind of lonely.
So?
Well, because then there's feelings attached, right? You're feeling kind of lonely, so you go and have sex and be together. It's like, did they cuddle? Did you guys cuddle after? Let me ask you this.
That's important.
You know, that's important. Because, I mean, you start cuddling with them, then you start hanging out with them, and then you start, you know, what? Then you start kissing? Like, on a, like, bye. You know, that's right. Weird. That's, like, too much.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We're cool.
Okay. But, yeah, that becomes, like, a real thing, right? Then it becomes a relationship if you kiss the person on their way out.
When you say hi, too. Like, if someone comes in, and the first thing you do is kiss them. That's, like, something.
On the mouth?
Yeah.
That's even more. That's, like, long. That's long-term, really, though.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's long-term. Brooke?
I think they should talk about it. I've said this. I think they should talk about it. And I think they both, like, they're asking that. But, like, these two should talk about it. And they should,
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you know, like, ask each other if any emotions arose from it. And if not, then go ahead and keep doing it if you want. No?
Should we go on like this and do I make sure that this never happens again? Yeah,
talk again, about I think it. The thing is, there's something you should be asking her.
I would just be like, fucking live in the moment. If it happens again, it happens again.
Otherwise, but you need to make sure that she's not, like, if he has no emotions. Yeah, if he has no emotions attached to this, he needs to make sure she has no emotions attached to this.
But I feel like they probably already did talk about this.
I hope so.
And if they did, and if was it a mistake? I don't know. Does it feel like a fucking mistake? Otherwise, then, just fucking not, keep doing it.
Go with the flow of it. I mean,
just don't. I think just don't talk about it too heavily. Like, don't make it awkward.
Don't make it a bigger deal than it really is.
Yes. Right.
With my friend would benefit. The first time we slept together, he turned around right after sex and said, "So what does this mean?" And I turned around and I said, "What do you mean this? What does this mean? I just had sex with you. Deal with it."
See, I can't. I'm
boom. That was over. Right, since then it was nothing. Like, there was no emotion. There was no nothing.
That's cool.
It's fair. I think, like, talk about it like that. Like, it's no big deal. Just in case, if ever you say, "So what does this mean?" and the girl's like, "I don't know. Do you love me?" You know, like, then just a second. Maybe this is a problem. But if the girl turns around and she's very, like, nonchalant about it, and she's like, "Well, whatever, you know, let's just go with the flow. Who cares? You know, like, if it happens, it happens." And there's your answer. Right. Don't, like, sit her down and be like, "Listen, you saw my penis. And let's talk about this."
But I really don't feel like this is a conversation that comes after, like, three times of having sex. It's more after, like, 12 times of having sex, you're like, "Is this going somewhere?" sort of thing.
No, we did it. I had my talk the first time. We had sex. Yeah. We ended up in bed, and he turned around and went, "So what does this mean?" And I was like, "Nothing."
I would have never said something like that after the first time.
I would have. Why not? It's very clear. But you know me, I'm very honest.
Yeah, but so I mean, I wouldn't even have asked the question. It would have been like, "This is sex," and whatever. Even when you meet someone new. And you sleep with them. You're not like, "But what does it mean?"
No, but it's different because you've known this person forever. It could, you're changing the relationship status. So you should right off the bat talk to the person and say, like, "What does this mean? Like, what just happened here?" Right. That's usually what happens. Like, you go, "So what just happened here?" It's like, "Well, we just had sex and it was good." And you're like, "Cool." Okay. Moving on. If it's a first guy, you know, like, if it's a fuck friend, you just met him at a bar, I don't recommend you saying that.
Right.
So what does this mean?
With, like, Should I name my babies? With a lifelong friend, what if, like, one of them had been building up emotion and no one ever spoke about it, and then they have sex, so one thinks it's one thing and one thinks it's another? Like, I think it needs to be spoken about.
But that's it, exactly. Yeah. Then you have a real conversation after that. Right. But if, you know, if you did have feelings for that person and you waited for him to be drunk, well, you're an asshole. Like, I mean, no?
I don't know.
You should have made your move when he was sober or she was sober if you had feelings for this
Maybe
person.
Maybe they needed liquid courage.
Oh, liquid courage. Best kind of courage.
I think that, when you're drunk, everybody is horny, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't count.
Everybody's horny. That doesn't mean I would sleep with anybody.
No, but I think
no, but it could happen very easily if you're drunk.
But if you're also somewhat attracted to the person.
Right. Obviously, you're not going to, you know, sleep with somebody who's kekan, but...
You love saying that.
Poop in a can.
Poop in a can.
Shit in a can. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's more like go with the flow. And if ever it keeps sort of evolving, then you can address it. But I mean, don't feel guilty for sex. Like, really. And if the other person doesn't say, if you know how you're feeling and the other person doesn't say like you say, like, what does this mean? I'm very confused. Like, I think it's sous-entendu that it's just a casual thing and whatever.
Oh, if somebody doesn't bring it up, then it means it's automatic default casual?
It is. Until someone is like,
I want more.
And then you're like, this is not what we were going for. So, no, sorry.
Damn, yo.
At least you got like 8 to 10 good sex sessions. Jesus, you know? Christ.
So let's go to our inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Okay.
This is starting off great. Should I go first?
Yes.
I wish I could make people's head explode on hand.
If I punch the back of this guy's head right now, can I run away fast enough?
Sometimes when I'm in the metro, I think of who I would repopulate the earth with if everybody else was to die.
Wait, I have a question on your inner thought. Yes. Are your options only in the metro card? No. This part makes things funny.
If I'm in the metro, my metro card is the only one to survive.
Okay. Oh, I see.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And everybody else. Sometimes I do this in the bus as well.
Oh, boy. That was
so much
funny.
For not laughing.
Drunken Station! Oh, that was good. Great session. Great session.
Great session.
It felt like I was a therapy session right there.
That's exactly how my therapy sessions go.
Okay, I'm sweating bald. Did you notice we're dressed exactly the same today?
Oh, you guys are. Oh my God, which brings me to when I was at the hospital today, yeah. After my ultrasound, I had to wait for the doctor to come out to give me my results, pretty much just hand me a paper. And these two other ladies are waiting to go into the room.
Wouldn't it be nice if it wasn't just a paper? Like if it was a big check?
Right, exactly.
You know those like giant checks?
Instead of, oh my God! What is it, Publisher's Clearinghouse or whatever?
Instead of having like money written on it, it's just saying you are good to go. Yeah, they kissed it and everything. Oh, that would be the best. That would make life so much better.
It would, but that's not what happened.
Two women came in.
Two women who are complete strangers, and they were like, I guess, waiting to go in. And the doctor or nurse or something came out and was like, she kind of looks at them and she's like, do you guys know each other? And they're like, no. And they kind of looked at each other. They were wearing the exact same shirt.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, we don't even know each other. And it was like, and everyone was like, oh my God.
And they're sitting right next to each other?
Yes.
Wow. That's
yeah. Crazy.
That's funny.
And they're wearing the exact same shirt. And Tom was like, sale? Like, it was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that I went to a bar once at Irish Embassy in Montreal, and there was a mom, a dad, and a baby.
Oh, wearing the same shirt?
Wearing the same shirt.
I need to kill those people.
It was just like a white t-shirt.
It was a striped white and orange shirt.
Oh my God.
Yeah, are you shitting me?
This was a pattern too. That's why it was so like, because it was a certain pattern. That's like,
that's so fucking lame.
The baby, the mom, and the dad. Like, what? Why?
It's those photo shoots you love doing.
Hey, oh yeah, I love it.
The jeans and white t-shirt.
I love it. Oh my God.
Can we stop those? Can we do a petition to stop those photo shoots?
Trust me, I tried. Okay, let's go Drunken Station.
Ooh,
Drunken Station. Ooh. Bitches.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me go to bitches. Oh, wait.
We'll go to bitches. And now, live from bitches.
That's kind of our inner thoughts. Upside to nice weather, did you notice we all have little pink noses? We all have little sunburns on our noses. You guys both have it too, yeah.
Oh, well, I played softball on Sunday, so well played. I'm lying. Carp would be like, you did not play. I went to softball. I wanted to play, but I was too hungover.
Oh.
So I didn't
play. Well, yeah, I kind of figured that, no? Speaking of Carp, I feel really bad, actually, now that I didn't recognize him.
Tell him a message right now?
Yeah. What? Tell a message? What?
Tell him a message
right
now.
Make him a shout out.
It's my public apology for not recognizing you at Charlie's birthday. I'm sorry. old school. Every time a name's mentioned, I think of something. I'm drinking a shake, so you don't have to fucking hear me eat. So stop complaining, okay?
Okay, so we start the Junkin' Station. Junkin' Station.
I got confused.
Okay, GBL goes, all white assigned. I can't find episode 1 on Trending Topics Network. What am I doing wrong?
It's not there.
It's not there, buddy. We joined the Trending Topics Network at episode 2. But anyways, you don't want to hear it.
But he can at allwineandslide.com if you want.
You can listen to it
at But it's not as good, the sound and stuff.
Yeah.
It was not our best episode.
No.
Don't listen to it with headphones on because I had a trouble with stereo and mono crap.
According to Charlie, episode 10 is our best episode.
I like episode 3 and episode 10 was really funny.
What's episode 3 about?
I don't remember now, but I remember me listening to that and I was like, that was a funny episode. The Mountie. Oh, okay. The Mountie actually answered. They only started TTN on episode 2.
Well, thanks, the Mountie.
I felt like eating poutine.
I haven't eaten poutine since I've been a vegetarian. Really? A pescatarian.
Are you still a pescatarian?
Yep.
Wow, good job.
But doesn't pescatarian mean you can sometimes eat poutine?
No. It means not? I can never. Because there's meat in the sauce. There's
yeah, but can't you sometimes sauce? Eat meat? It's like broth.
No. Wait, no, I don't eat meat.
Wait.
I only eat fish.
Brown sauce has meat in it?
Well, it has like broth, gravy? Like chicken or beef broth.
It's usually a beef or a chicken gravy, yeah.
Well, that makes it that I'm never going to turn into a vegetarian then.
But there are some veggie sauces. That's why I'm looking for the best veggie poutine in Montreal.
I don't know where you can get one in the restaurants, but my mother-in-law used to bring me back when she goes to England a lot because they have a lot of family in England.
Yeah.
And there's this stuff there called bistro. It's like H or something like and it's gravy and it's gravy granules. You just like add hot water to it and it makes gravy. And they had the veggie one. It's absolutely delicious and it makes really good poutine.
So what I need is someone to go to England for
but
me.
But when you move to Scotland, you'll be able to probably get your hands on that there.
But maybe by at that point I'll have given up the whole pescatarian thing.
Maybe.
The Mountie goes, all line aside, Charlie, people bitching about sports is normal. Deal with it. Go Habs, go.
Yes!
We're doing not too good these days.
Hey.
I'm just saying. Are they playing tonight?
No, tomorrow. Wednesday.
All line aside from the Mountie again. Hashtag AWA. God damn it, Brooke. Stop.
Thank you.
Stop eating during the show. Bah, I hate listening to people eat. It drives me nuts.
Drinking a shake for you.
GBL, all wine aside, catching up on old episodes of AWA. Love episode 4. Yay, Christmas.
Episode 4 was
a good episode, wasn't it?
We're going back to Christmas. We're
going back all the way to Christmas.
Oh, no, we just finally hit good weather.
Christmas.
It was so nice today, guys.
Oh man. So hot.
I can't believe I was working.
I know, I spent most of the day in the hospital.
In the morning, I had a shoot and it was so hot. It was stupid. Now I'm wearing a skirt to aerate my kuruncha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wearing
that's always the goal, right? Air out your kuruncha.
My cooch.
Nobody likes a sweaty camel toe.
You. The mob jogging. All line aside. Listening to Sloan describe relationships, I'm so glad I'm married. Hashtag mindfucked.
What? Like, I'm not mindfucking anybody.
Again, goes the next two are mop jockey. I always tried to keep picking up women simple, no lines. Partly because I think most are stupid. I'm a very laid-back person.
What do you think, stupid?
Hold on. He thinks most women are stupid?
Or lines. Yeah, trying to figure out what. Okay.
I'm like, I don't do lines because women are stupid. They won't understand what I'm saying.
I don't think he would say, like, women are stupid. I'm a laid-back person. That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it's true. But it's the way to go, though, to be laid-back.
Laid-back. You don't care. No lines. Be honest. So I let the situation dictate what I do. If you like to talk, I'll listen, show interest, and read what you want to hear. Okay, so the Mountie goes, all went aside. Perfect to play on your show. I have no idea what this is, and I'm scared to click on it. It's a YouTube video.
Okay.
Why didn't I watch this before?
You probably should have done that.
I played
8 minutes.
Julia Lillis will do literally anything for love. This is not happening.
Oh, you know what?
What is that? Should I not play it?
No. Ari Shafir, I think his name is, who started. He's a fucking hilarious comedian. And I hope this is new because I've seen all of, like, from, like, the first seasons. They're usually really, really funny, but it's fucking 8 minutes.
We're not going to...
No.
It's stand-up, though. Do we have 8 minutes? What time is it?
And that's what they told me. I was being investigated as an EOS, an enemy of the state.
That's Ari Shafir.
There's an intro here.
Welcome to This Is Not Happening presents One Crazy Night.
So this is what we do. We're a bunch of comedians tell stories about a similar subject. So this is just One Crazy Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Julia Lewis, everybody.
Thanks a lot, guys. So this story's 100% true. Keep that in mind while we're going.
Sloan, you should go on the show.
Back in 2007, I had a short but serious long-distance relationship with a douchebag in England. For the douchebags. I didn't realize at the time he was a douchebag. In fact, I actually thought he was the one. Ladies, you feel me? I thought we were gonna get married, I was gonna move to England, we'd have a bunch of little British babies who would have adorable little British accents and call me mummy. I was like wildly excited about it all.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I'm going for.
Then one day, I'm on a Skype call with him and he dumps me on Skype. He Skype dumped me.
Yeah, but how else was he going to dump
me? I was devastated, like totally blindsided. So I did what any rational girl would do, right? I called my mom. I called my best friend. I called Papa John's. Then I called 1-800 Expedia and bought a one-way ticket leaving that night straight to England. I just kept thinking, like, and I honestly was thinking this. I'm like, if this was a romantic comedy, this is what the girl would do, and then she'd go there, and the guy would take her back. Like, that is what would happen. What would Bridget Jones do? Get her ass to England. So here was the plan. This was literally the plan. One, I was not going to tell him I was coming, right? Then I would get there. He'd still be at work, but I would busy myself, keep myself busy in his backyard, painting my nails, doing crossword puzzles. Then he'd come home from work, we'd lock eyes, he'd realize, like, oh, she's the one. He'd propose on the spot, we'd go out, and bonus, my nails are already done, we could get a ring stat. Figured out, right? So I get on the flight that night.
Oh my God.
Keep myself distracted on the flight, because anytime I started thinking about what was happening, I would, like, freak out. So to distract myself, I'm a musical comedian. And I had a musical I had been toying around with writing. So I decided to write it on the flight. I started writing it. I pull out a spiral notebook and I just write away. And the next thing you know, we're landing. And I start kind of losing it. I'm like, oh, God, what's going to happen? What if he doesn't take me back? This is crazy. And I start crying. And I get in the customs line. And I'm just crying. And I get to the front of the customs line. And there's this little customs agent. He was like this 20-year-old, like, adorable British kid. And he asked me, how long would I be in the country? And I said, it depends if my boyfriend takes me back. And then I told him the whole plan, you guys. I told him everything. I told him about the Skype dump. I told him about the surprise, the nail polish and the crossword puzzles. And I look at him and I'm like, is that crazy? And I shit you not, this kid, like, straight out of a romantic comedy in his adorable little British accent, looks me in the eye and he goes, you gotta do what you gotta do for love. Oh. And I was like, yes, you do gotta do what you gotta do for love. And I'm doing what I gotta do. This is my romantic comedy. I end up with the guy. This is what Bridget Jones would do. Everything is working perfectly. And right then is when they detained me. Because apparently, like, when you are sobbing and have no return plans and bought a one-way ticket 6 hours before your flight, those are all things immigration officials consider red flags. So they brought me into the Immigration Detention Center, and I waited there for, like, a long time, like, hours, and then, like, a lot more hours, like, a long-ass time. Then they bring me out for an interrogation, and I had to tell them the whole plan, you know? I had to tell them, like, he's the one, I just have to surprise him, and he'll remember I'm the one. And they told me they'd have to call him to verify the story.
Oh my God!
Like, they clearly didn't understand the importance of the surprise part of the thing. No. So they call him. And I'm there thinking, like, ugh. You know, if I'm lucky, he'll think this is, like, charming and hilarious, and something we'll, like, tell our kids about. They'll be like, Mommy is so funny. And back in, they're like, we reached him. And, of course, I'm like, how'd he sound? Was he mad? Was he kind of excited? Did he sound like he was smiling? I didn't get anything from him. They did say he verified your story. He told us you're just a lovesick girl from Los Angeles. No reason to detain you any longer. So I thought I was, like, home free. And that's when they told me I was being investigated as an EOS. I'm like, a what? An enemy of the state.
What?
And they took the spiral notebook out that was in my carry-on, which they confiscated. So here's the thing, this musical I was writing. It was 2007. It was back when, like, remember when Britney Spears was kind of going crazy? She was, like, running around barefoot and eating Cheetos and, like, she shaved her head. So this was that time frame. So the basic premise of the musical was this. What if Britney Spears was the pawn of a terrorist organization?
Oh my God.
And they had been raising her from birth into a pop singing sensation, just waiting for the right time to unleash her craziness on the whole country so she would distract us all while the terrorist organization attacked America. So that's what they found in my carry-on bag. And like, when I look at it, I looked at it, it's like, these are just my pages of comedic dabblings. They saw it as more of a terrorist manifesto. And that's when I found myself in the really awkward position of having to pitch Britney Spears terrorist to a room full of Heathrow immigration officials. But let me tell you, they were a tough crowd. Like, they did not think it was funny, like, at all. Finally, amazingly enough, I did convince them that I was just a heartbroken girl from Los Angeles who was trying to live out her own romantic comedy while getting an unconventional musical up off the ground. And they let me go. I took a bus to the douchebag's house, and there was no surprise, you know, no painting nails or crossword puzzles, definitely no proposal. We had a brief conversation that was kind of like, but you're the one, but you're not the one, but you're the one, but you're not the one. It was one of the, you know, that's the kind of conversation that can kind of go on forever. Eventually, I think I just got tired. I'm like, fine, I guess you're not the one. And he bought me a one-way ticket home that left the next morning. And I woke up, said goodbye, and haven't spoken to him since. Thank you, guys.
Julia Lewis, everybody.
That was sad.
She had a little fade out that I did there.
Yeah, I saw that. You're so talented, Charlie.
Thank you. Wow.
That was good, though.
Those women exist.
But when you're young and like...
But clearly she was over 20 because the little kid was 20.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe she was just like 25. I did some dumb shit at 25.
What'd you do?
Well, I mean, several things.
That's crazy, though. Like, buy a one-way ticket?
That's intense. But I wouldn't have never done that because I'm always too poor for this.
Yeah, that was my first thought on that, too, was like, you have random money lying around for a one-way ticket to England on demand?
Yeah.
You guys should watch some of the other One Crazy Night things. They're pretty good.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Let's go on. Thank you, old school. GBL goes, hashtag episode six.
Six. Sex. Six. Episode six.
Love the grind my gear reference. Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin.
That's for you.
Hashtag
yeah,
ratings.
I was going to say, I think I tried starting that. You guys didn't want to do that.
Have a great weekend, ladies.
Oh,
great
weekend. Thanks. See? People like me.
Well, you want to make a segment out of it?
Yeah, things that piss you off. We all like, we're, I mean,
okay.
We're angry people.
All right. Aren't I we? Think, yeah, I can. I could be angry.
We're villains, remember?
Remember? That's right. I'm not.
It's the non-villain that wants to try to
I
start
was the hero.
Yeah. Okay, find a better title and we'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. So GBL goes, episode 14, thumbs up. 52 divided by 2 is 38. Hashtag math is hard.
It is.
Listen,
That was you guys, because I got that answer right.
I'm a creative, okay? I don't do math.
I'm actually really good in math, so I don't know why
I'm very good in math. And I'm also creative, so I don't know what the hell.
I don't think I answered, but
I'm good at physics. I'm good at physics, not math.
Yeah, but physics is also formulas.
And formulas, yes, but it's not like, I don't know why. Like, I can't figure out the carry by one, this and this. Like, in my head, it's, no, it doesn't work.
It's just overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Okay, GBL, again, he loves us. That's cool. Wow, after listening to episode 14, I'm so glad I don't have to try to pick up girls in bars. Sounds way too hard. We definitely didn't make it easy on you.
No.
But you were trying to find, like, an ultimate solution. I was like, there's none.
No. We just came out. I actually listened to that today, this episode, for episode 14. And, yeah, the only thing that came out of it was... Honest? Be honest? I don't know.
And don't be cheesy.
I want cheesies.
I would love cheesies right now.
Stale cheeses.
Brian's from Tunes goes, all wine aside, listening to episode 14, the idea of massages freaks me out a little. It seems way too intimate.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't like it.
Fan, yeah.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Like it.
I'm kind of ticklish to begin with.
Did I tell you guys my horror story with massages, which is why I don't do it?
No. Tell us.
Well, it's not really a horror story, but it's like, it's the reason why.
Then I don't care then. There was no ghost in the room? No.
So there was like this one Christmas where apparently everybody in my family thought I was stressed because they all like pitched in for like this big spa, like massage, like whatever. And I never in my life said, I love spas. Like, I never... Ooh, massages and facials. Like, I'm not...
I like spas. I just don't like massages. I like
facials. I'm like, ugh, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like anything that's, like, way too calming. Like, ugh. I'm too anxious for that.
Like, fuck la lavande, là, and the massage de cheveux. Mm. Like, I just can't take it. But they bought me, like, they bought me two packages. And one of them I booked. It was at a hotel in Montreal. I booked the thing, the whole package, and there was like mud shit and whatever. And then
The mud baths?
I don't know. It was fucked up. But there was the whole package, and I booked it like a week before. And then the night before my appointment, I got super wasted.
Uh-oh.
That I just didn't go. I was like, oh, fuck off. And I lost like $300 worth of shit, you know?
You couldn't reschedule it?
No, I couldn't. Not with 24 hours of, like...
Yeah.
And then I got... The other one was with my mother. And the thing is, it was like the spa, and then there was like a hair massage, and then there was like a face kind of thing. And then there was like a full like back body massage. But you know, you have like those like le bang, where you put your head in the hole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's always very warm in those rooms.
On purpose?
On purpose. So you're comfortable. You don't fucking freeze to death. But my nose was leaking.
Dripping.
Oh, you.
Yeah, it was too hot. So now I'm sitting on my stomach, like I'm lying on my stomach with my head in that bun. And no. And legit, like, there's no noise happening. Like, the person is just massaging me. And then once in a while, I'd just take my hand and like go like this. It was dripping on the floor. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell her to stop 2 seconds so you could blow your nose?
It would have come right back.
Really? You could have did that thing that I do when I'm sick to sleep. You just like keep the Kleenex in your nostrils.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super relaxing, really. Like, let me give you a full is your body nose massage. Dripping. Honestly, and I did not relax. And I was so annoyed. I couldn't wait for the fucking massage to be over. I was like, I'm never doing this again.
It's disgusting. But that's... Come on. Give it a second chance.
No. But I don't like people touching me.
See, I like having body scrubs. I like people removing a layer of my skin. But I don't like massages.
That sounds so terrible.
No, I love it so much. There's actually spot.
I love having people
that
remove
sounded like
skin.
Hannibal Lecter, like remove parts of my skin.
It feels so good. And Spa Diva in Montreal does this Vichy Rain massage where like they massage you under like shower jets, but they scrub you first with like salts and stuff, and
but
then
are
massage
you. Naked?
Yeah, and you can choose if like you want like your boobs exposed or not. And the scrubbing part's fucking fantastic, but the massage after. Not so much. And because they like water you, like to if they rinse off the salts, they like hose you down with these jets. I don't know if it's always like the water was really hot, so it was really steamy in the room, and the massage, it was like a little bit nauseous. And I didn't like the massage part, but the scrubbing part's fantastic.
I don't know if I would like the scrubbing. It sounds very intimate. That sounds very intimate
no,
to me.
No, because it's not like massaging. It's like, well, yeah.
No, but then you didn't get the right type of massage, because I get Swedish massage, and that's like, you want to fucking tap out. Like, it hurts. Yeah. Ah! Yeah, like, but that doesn't sound kills good. You.
I like the feeling of the scrubbing. Like, even like I've had like an acid peel done on my face, and like
what?
Oh, it's amazing. You feel like so like new and fresh.
I want one of those then.
Yeah, it's fine.
Guys are weird. Swedish massage, especially like a massage done by a man, he fucking gets in there, and it's like it hurts like a bitch. But then the next day you're like, yeah. So good. Anyways. Okay. Okay, so Brian's from Toons. Okay, so he continues from there. It's so intimate, said the guy who married the only one night stand he ever had.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, that wasn't a one night stand then.
That's true. You went back.
It's a cute story though.
Toons. So adorable.
It is.
Oh, God.
Brian
restores faith in all one night stands.
Doesn't it?
The next few. Oh, my God. The next two few are Brian again. So I love how people tweet us as they're listening to the episode. Everybody at the mall works with an ex. Never trust any dudes with four cats. 36 with parents equals crazy person. I don't know about crazy person, but going to Cuba with your parents at 36, that's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, but at the same time,
it's weird if you don't have a girlfriend to that goes with, like,
right?
Like,
it's not a double date or whatever.
I'm 32, and if my parents, like, not that my parents are together, but like hypothetically speaking, if they called me up and were like, "Hey, we're going to Cuba. Do you want to come with us? It'll be free." I'll be like, "Fuck yeah!"
But you don't live with your parents. Oh.
No, I don't live with my parents.
Yeah, if my parents would tell me that, and me like, who can I bring? Like, I'm not going alone with you two. There's no way.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd give anything for like a beach and doing nothing, even if it meant hanging out with my parents.
I would go to Cuba with my mom, no problem. Actually, a few times when I went down south for weddings, my mom was like, "Can I come?" And I'm like, "Yeah, come if you want." She didn't end up coming, but I was like, "Yeah, totally." But if you lived at home and then went to Cuba with your parents, you really fucking love your parents.
Yeah, it's too intense.
It becomes like an intimate issue. Yeah, here.
I can see that causing issues in relationships. Like, there's like, there's a closeness there that
That guy loves his mommy way too much.
Yeah. She's going to interfere.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, "I would pick up Brooke by saying, 'You stay in bed, baby. I'll take care of the baby.'"
That would work.
Oh, shit.
You have figured me out.
But does that work if you're already pregnant with someone else?
Oh, I mean, like, it would have to. Yeah, well, obviously, hypothetically speaking.
It's hard to pick up someone that's already pregnant.
Right. But I mean, like, at this point in my life, that is like...
Wait, that's actually a really good point. He would pick up Brooke by saying, you stay there. I'll take care of the baby. You're picking her up? That means it's not your baby.
Is this Brian?
He's Brian.
Okay. I think that's because he's married. I'm with some, like, I think he's talking like...
I would make her day.
Exactly. I get what he's saying.
Yeah, but that's like, not like, picking up someone. That's different.
If he wants to have sex with his wife and she's not really feeling it, say something like that. Might get her in the mood a bit.
Yeah. Just say that to your wife, pretty much.
Say that to your wife. Yeah. Make her day by saying this.
Yeah, I get what he means. I got you, Brian. I got you.
He goes, "In truth, my wife picked me up. I made an impression at a wedding, and a few months later, we ran into each other." And she picked her and picked him up.
That's cool.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. And he keeps going.
Power to the women.
Power to the women. He goes, "Psh, amateurs? Sleeping Beauty's name is Aurora."
I know that Sleeping Beauty's name is Aurora. Why?
Did we not know?
Yeah,
I knew that too.
Yeah. We didn't say anything. We kept saying Sleeping Beauty. And when we looked at the Disney princesses chart, you know, that chart that said like all the traits.
Yeah.
We saw Aurora and we were like, "Who the fuck is Aurora?"
I know Aurora is Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No. Anyway,
I knew that too.
You knew that too?
Yeah.
Oh. Did I send you that chart?
No.
Turns out I am Belle.
Oh my God, to a T.
And who am I?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Turns out I'm none of the princesses. I have no idea what that means.
But if anything, I think we established that you were Aurora. One of them.
It was one kind of, but minus a line and add another line. And it was, yeah. I think we've concluded that I'm probably just one of the evil witches. Maybe I'm just one of the dwarfs.
Like the grumpy one.
I was thinking more like dopey.
Okay, so we can't find it. Okay, let's move on. La 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 la.
Star Wars Day today.
It is, I heard, yeah.
Yeah,
I,
may the fourth be with you.
I hate that there's some, every day is a stupid thing.
Tom did not find that amusing when I told him to him this morning.
I thought that was like, fucking hilarious.
Fuck, did you hear that?
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Carp goes, Brooke, it's actually poke a hot ass. Get it right, ladies. Hashtag drunk Disney.
Okay, but the poke my hauntus was the name of the porn people I used to work with gave me. That's why we came up with
Pokemon. They gave you a porn?
They gave me the name. Because my real name in real life, I used to work at this place that they said it sounded very porn star-ish.
Oh,
so
right.
As a joke, they called my porn Pocahontas.
Oh, is right. That what happened?
Yeah, that's how that came up.
So that's the title of your porn.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
That could be.
Drunken Station, help. After catching up on all the past episodes, I'm having all wine assigned withdrawal from GBL.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, how cute is that?
And I think that's it.
Two more days and you'll have your fix. Well, when you listen to this, you'll be getting your fix now.
Getting your fix. Yeah. Yay.
Well, that's it. Episode 15, guys.
That's it?
Yeah. Da-na-na-na-na. We're not even finished our wine.
I know.
You guys didn't even do one bottle. I am ashamed.
I know,
guys.
But I'm kind of feeling like woozy a little bit. Like, woo.
You still have to bike home.
Any last words? I can't believe I didn't go on my date yet.
It's true.
Okay, let's just.
I just keep thinking about the Nutella donuts I'm picking up on my way home. Yeah. Have you guys tried those?
Did you guys go for the coconut donuts?
No.
We should have.
Yeah. It's because, you know what it is? That Tim Hortons doesn't have a drive-thru. I hate getting out of my car.
Well, that's poop-tacular, isn't it?
Damn. But the one over here has the Nutella donuts. And those are pretty fucking fantastic as well.
So. Yeah, but you know what time it is now?
What time is it?
Stale cupcakes time.
It's cupcakes time. You have any last words before we go?
I'm getting a new tattoo this weekend.
Ooh, exciting.
So what are you getting?
I'm getting an ice cream cone.
Wow, really? Why?
Because they're cute. Like right here.
Does it have arms and legs and stuff, or just an ice cream cone?
No, it's just like a little ice cream cone with like a coral kind of.
Where are you going to go?
In Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto. Yeah. Okay.
That's fun.
I do tattoos.
I do tattoos, eh? I do tattoos.
I do tats where I travel, so there you go.
That's fun.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Any words of wisdom? What?
I have to pee so bad.
Make sure you thoroughly chew your carrots or they'll give you hiccups.
That's like limit and inner thought.
I just smashed my hand on the fucking microphone.
Oh my god.
That was so random.
I had corn on the cob yesterday.
Oh, me too.
Fucking delicious.
We have so much in common.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And I like drown that shit in butter.
That's so good. Insult. If you want to tweet us, please do at allwineaside. Or you can send us questions at hello@allwineaside.com. We'll answer them. We're probably going to answer one per show like we did today. If it's a good one, so make it good.
Yeah, make it a good one. Like,
you could also send us a Skype at podcaster_Charlie. Send us a voice message. If you don't feel like typing and you're lazy, just like us, just speak. We won't say your name. So
We will if you want
or to. Or if we will. If you say it in your message, we can't block it out.
But, we could, but we won't.
We won't. We're lazy.
We're not that nice.
Don't make us edit to that point.
And other than that, that's it. Have a good week, guys.
And dun. That was funny.
I have to pee so bad.
Okay, just go.
Okay, bye.
Pee and cupcake. Bye.
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 Ow.
Ow. Stay sexy, Montreal.
Gay.
Yay.
Bitches.
Uh-huh.